Evan Hendricks, publisher of Privacy Times, makes no bones about it. The marketing of personal information is serious business.
The information broker industry is probably the greatest threat to privacy because they exist for the purpose of getting information you thought was confidential, like your bank records, your phone records, your medical records, your employment records, and your government records. And so the information broker industry is designed to be able to get around any privacy policy or law and get people's personal records.
And there aren't any real laws governing the sharing of information, he says, particularly on the Internet.
The Internet just makes it cheaper to collect information and transmit information. So it's perfectly designed for information brokers because it makes them cheap to get a website up, cheap to advertise, cheap to email people.
There's no shortage of shady information brokers on the web. Some sites promise instant downloads of thousands of names and addresses for pennies apiece. But their offerings might be worthless, too old, or inaccurate, says Elliot Eskin. Eskin runs ProPhase Marketing and has been in the information business for 15 years.
It's such an unusual industry because there's an awful lot of trust involved. Trust that you're getting, you know, decent information, and then trust from them that you're not going to abuse and use that information more than the specified times that you've contracted to do that.
Trust might not be what comes to mind when you think about the person who adds your income information to your frequent shopper profile. But Eskin explains that people like him who are seeking information for clients would come back with too many inaccuracies if their methods weren't above board. He often turns to companies like R.L. Polk, a decades-old information warehouse with profiles on almost half the households in the country.
If they see that you're subscribing to Architectural Digest or Rob Report or some such thing like that, and let's say they see that you're driving fairly expensive vehicles, they can infer certain information from that.
They might figure your income to be within a certain range or make an educated guess at your profession. Eskin brings them lists of names and addresses gathered through frequent buyer programs. Polk can combine those lists with their own information, giving Eskin's clients, meaning your local retailers, more detailed information about you.
They would do what's called a demographic overlay, meaning they're going to try to the best of their ability to match different demographics to whatever households you supply them with. And, you know, that can be, you know, as simple as just the gender of the head of household, for example. There are even companies out there that can append phone numbers to files.
There are companies that specialize in specific areas like telephone numbers or medical information. Most of them don't actually sell their lists, but rent the information on a per-use basis. They add seed names to the lists in order to ensure that a rented list isn't used more times than it's been paid for. And people who buy lists sometimes have to submit a sample of what they will mail to show that they're not just a scam artist. But despite efforts on the part of legitimate marketing businesses, the dark underbelly of information sales remains. And strangers with discount offers will keep calling you at dinner time. Robin Marks, Minnesota Public Radio.